Yes, hello, very well. And you?
I'm very good, thank you. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much. It's really very important.
It is, it is. I was telling people, and no one believed me, that I thought that servant of the people would get an absolute majority on their own. And no one said, oh no, the polls don't show that. Oh, it's too hard in the individual mandates. No, I think they're going to win. So very good.
Yeah. It's really we're spending all days yesterday's together, all our team waiting for the results. And yes, really today we are hope. What it's most important that the practically all more not ambitions. It's more. Faces of old power, it's absolutely the people, it's extremely rich, extremely who participated in two or three parliaments of the past time, it's absolutely now change. Absolutely young people, new faces appeared and...
That's great. I really, really am pleased, and I wish everyone all the best. The challenge will be the oligarchic system, and I hope that you, President, and everyone are able to figure out how to really change that.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are hoping that we are very happy. Thank you for congratulations. Yeah.
Okay. Let me place the call to Mr. Giuliani. Stay on the line, and I'll...
Kurt, tell me, please. We now are coming... Igor Novikov, you know him.
Yeah.
If it will be right if we are talking together, or it's better, your recommendation, or it's better directly with Mr. Mayor?
I think it's better if you and the mayor speak directly. I'll join as well.
Okay.
But I think I'd just like to have the three of us, because he needs to hear, I think, from you directly as a...
Okay, super. Okay, I'm waiting for your connection.
Stay on the line.
Yeah.
Stay on the line and I will...
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we should have on the line here America's mayor, Mayor Giuliani, and we have Andrei Yermak. And to reintroduce you, Andrei is deputy chief of the presidential administration. He will likely become the president's diplomatic advisor, but most importantly, he's a lawyer, and he is very close personally to President Zelensky. They've worked together in the private sector, and Andrei did part of his career in lawyering in the film and television industry, and is a genuinely great guy. He was in Washington, I guess, 2 weeks ago, and I wanted to put the two of you in touch. I've explained to President Zelensky the concerns that President Trump has about individuals in the past in Ukraine and their activities, and the need, how important it is that he feels he has a partner in President Zelensky in helping him get to the bottom of that. And so let me turn that over to you, Mayor Giuliani, and then to you, Andrei,
for that conversation, but I will stay with you.
Yes,
thank
hello.
You. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you for putting us together.
Yes, hello, Mr. Mayor. It's great honor to me to speak with you. Yes, thank you, Kurt, for introducing me. Yes, I'm really the assistant and the second, I'm very close friend for a long period of time of Mr. President of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky. And honestly, it's my motivation because I'm a really professional lawyer. I have one of the largest law firm in Ukraine, international law firm. And it was my motivation to go to the policy, to support, to help the president, because I really trust him. I really trust and believe that he wanted to change our country, to fight the corruption and really change Ukraine, because we love our country. We want to live here. And thank you very much for this opportunity to talk. And I'd like to say that,
I'm very glad to talk to you too, and I want to assure you that I want very much to see that our two countries are able to work together. I have a great long-time interest in Ukraine. I really admire your country. I empathize with all that you've been through. And I've always had very good relations with everyone in Ukraine, except some of the really bad ones. And I would like very much to see this president be successful. So any way that I can help,
thank you very
my responsibilities as the president's lawyer, I'm happy to do that.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to say that first of all, I want to let you know that I'm huge fans of your unparalleled success as a mayor of New York. I like New York very much. And it really was great. And a lot of people in Ukraine then said about New York, about the examples, the an ideal mayor told about you. And it's well, really was great, yeah.
I'm very humbled by that. Thank you.
I'd like to say that despite I have the honor, and on behalf of the President of Ukraine, I'd like to say that I will be honored to meet with you personally in United States, or if you have the opportunity, have your time to meet in Ukraine and tell you, know me personally, and we absolutely open, we absolutely work properly. It means that in any time when you will have opportunity, we will be welcome to you to Ukraine to meet in absolutely in the level of the president, in the level of our team. I'd like to pass this information directly to you.
Well, thank you. And yes, go ahead. Do you want to discuss it now on the phone, or do you want to get together? Do you come to the United States regularly?
Yes, I was. It's unfortunately you was in the business trip, then I was in the United States the couple of the weeks ago. But I'm planned maybe in some soon in the future to be in United States, and of course let you know. And of course I'd like to say that now we have directly communication between us. And in any time, please, we can contact it. Who will be the most, or you decided to go to come to Ukraine, or I will be in the United States. We can decide it about our personal meeting.
Well, let me tell you just briefly what my areas of concern were. And then we can discuss it in more detail. My involvement in this came about because way back in information from a reliable investigator, international investigator, that there was a certain amount of activity in Ukraine during the 2016 election that involved Ukrainian officials and Ukrainian citizens, mostly officials, being asked by our embassy and possibly by other American officials. Basically, I mean, the statement was to produce dirt on then candidate Trump and Paul Manafort, and that, just to shorten a big long thing, over a course of about 4 or 5 months, he did produce information about Manafort and about the Trump campaign, and even possibly about Trump, and that it was the most prominent thing being this black ledger of Manafort's, which was found on the doorstep of a parliamentarian, I think, and then delivered to the embassy, the FBI. I think the Ukrainian inspector general, and also given to the press, and given to an operative of the Democratic National Committee, a woman named Shalupa. So, when I heard that, and I was told that the former prosecutor general was willing to talk about it, I tried to get him to come to the U.S., Shokin, and the State Department blocked his visa. So I set up a Skype videotaped conversation with him. And during the conversation, he told me all about that, and he also told me he was fired, which I didn't know about. He was fired because Vice President Biden threatened Poroshenko with not getting a loan guarantee that was critical at the time because the country would default. So I said, I said, is there any corroboration of this? And then we set about doing that, and we got the now present prosecutor general to basically say the same thing, several other people. And my interest in it was about the collusion, let's call it, I hate that word, I guess conspiracy, to affect the 2016 election. But here I was stuck with this allegation about Biden. And I didn't know now it's out of my hands, it's being investigated, but at the time I wasn't sure who would investigate it. And then during the election, when Mr. Zelensky got elected, we were really very happy because we thought, this is an independent guy. He's outside of the political system. He seems like he's got a very straight background, unlike, unfortunately, some other people in Ukraine. And he'll just take an honest look at that. And then he made a statement during the election, or shortly after he was elected, suggesting that he thought the investigations were political. And then when I was set up to go there, I was ready to come. And then a group of some people from our government gave me a briefing about some of the people that were around him. One of them was a long-term lawyer for, I guess, call it Moisky. Another one was involved with Soros, who I don't mind telling you because it's been made public. Soros apparently is behind a lot of this, behind a lot of the funding of the embassy, some of the laws that were passed that were used to kind of hide the case. And I have to also tell you, he's done it in other countries. It isn't the pattern that he followed in Ukraine. It's not unlike the pattern that he followed in Romania, Albania, a couple other places. So having said all that, I wanted to meet with the president-elect, really just to say one thing to him, which is what I'd like to say to him now. Just let these investigations go forward. You know, get someone to investigate this who really is honest, who isn't going to be intimidated, and then we can get all the facts. Because no matter how much we try to get it here in the U.S., even the FBI or some of this happened in Ukraine, and if they can dig it up, it'll be very valuable to make sure it never happens again. And I have no interest in anybody not telling the truth or exaggerating, or it isn't about political favor. It's about, this was a very serious thing, and you shouldn't feel terrible because it involves some other countries too. It isn't just Ukraine in which this was done. There are three or four other countries in which similar things are going on. And all we need from the president is to say, I'm going to put an honest prosecutor in charge. He's going to investigate and dig up the evidence that presently exists. And is there any other evidence about involvement of the 2016 election? And then the Biden thing has to be run out. I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, I see him bragging about it on television. And to me as a lawyer, it sounds like a bribe. A bribe is offering something of value in exchange for official action. So he offered Poroshenko a $1.2 billion loan guarantee, critical to Poroshenko's success as president, in exchange for getting rid of a prosecutor general that he didn't want to get rid of, which is official action. Somebody in Ukraine's got to take that seriously. Instead of what Lutsenko did, which is he announced that he was investigating it, and then all of a sudden he announced he wasn't investigating. So that investigation of Burisma has been started, discontinued, started and discontinued about three times. So what I wanted to tell the president is be careful. Probably that's a little arrogant to say that. I shouldn't say that about being careful in his country. But I mean, just as a person interested in, be careful of the people around you, because they can very easily get you into trouble. On the other part of it is, I don't want to speak for the president, I'll speak as his friend, to see some people around him who weren't just opposed to the president, but said some very, very personal, nasty things about him, is trouble. As his friend and advisor, look, some of the people he's closest to now were people who opposed him on the world stage. I can't mention who they are. But he has no problem with. He supported Hillary. You were a Democrat, or you were more liberal, or you thought she'd be better for the country. Okay. But it's the things where people said that he's unstable, he's going to be impeached. That gets kind of personal, and it interferes with a really good relationship. And I don't think it's necessary, because the president comes to it sort of like a white knight, you know, he doesn't have any of these involvements like a lot of these business people and political people have. So I'm telling you, that's my only motive. It isn't to get anybody in trouble who doesn't deserve to be in trouble, but it is to make sure we get all, for our country's sake and your country's sake, we get all these facts straight, we fix them, and we put it behind us. After all, it's other people who did this, not us. So, and we want to fix this so it doesn't happen in the future. That's all.
Okay, thank you very much. I try to step by step answer for this some information. First of all, what is very important and very honest from my side, I told that I'm not just the assistant to the president, I'm close friends of him during long period of time. I know him personally. I know what kind of the person he is. And I'd like to say that, first of all, it's a very important that he's absolutely independent. He's very strong personality who is make his decision absolutely himself, and nobody, maybe just his wife, make some influence to him. It's only person. Yeah, sometimes I'd like...
We'll give him a pass on that one.
Yeah. The second. Now, a lot of things, it's our motivation of him and me and the people in our team to go to the policy. We know, and thank you very much, because you are absolutely, we are listening, we are read about some critics about the previous time in Ukraine. It's our motivation, it's our goal to change this corrupted system in Ukraine. Now things, a lot of things change. As you know, yesterday, so the president's party won a landslide victory in the parliamentary elections.
Oh yes, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Meaning that now, finally, after practically 2 months, we in the position of the form new government to change the law enforcement officials, to change the lot of people, because practically we have not opportunity to change just the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We two times sent it our request, but Parliament not voted. But now we have new people. Absolutely, we are change. It's a very important for us because 99% of the people of the former power, all these guys who is was during long period of time faces of corruption in Ukraine, faces of the systems, where yesterday changed young people, Western educated people, the people who is have the absolutely different mentality, now will be as a member of the parliament. Let us especially stress that we are wanted, our position, we wanted to be any games or meddling. We are will be completely transparency in everything that we do. Plus, we are ready to listen and our valid partners and act accordingly once and assume full control. Believe me that we need some maybe months, 2 months to complete the new parliament, the new government, the new securities blocks of our team, and we totally change and will be working. And believe me, for me, it's, of course, I'm listening, we read the newspapers, but in the moment when we are comes and can get all the materials, which now in was in the investigation of the previous power, we will be ready to immediately to work properly according to the legislation. And believe me, will be not established and protecting the rules of law of Ukraine. And absolutely change all this old system. And we are be ready this day immediately communicated to coordinate, to work, and investigate everything which you listed. Plus, I'd like to say that we are absolutely, it's difficult to say when you comes to the power, but during 2 months, You have not real power because we have not our security blocks. We have not parliament. We have not cabinet of ministry. And we are all this. Why yesterday's victory is so important for us? Because we now understand that we are really have in the hands power and can go forward. And believe me, everything which you listed, because honestly, just we understand why I'd like to and ask Kurt to make this conversation. Because I'm honestly wanted to show that beginning of this moment, where can in any time to communicate, to speak, to discuss everything. And it's necessary because about your wishes to come to Ukraine, we get just from newspapers. We never received official information. And now, if, for example, you decided to come, or it will be my wishes or of somebody of our team, we can connect directly without any people, without any persons. And I'm absolutely sure that all bad things which we have in general in our relationship between Ukraine and United States, and sometimes honestly not very good images, we live in the past. Because we knew people, the people who is just 1 year in the policy, but we, all of us, very good educated, we have the absolutely new mentality, and we are really wanted, with help of you, with help of United States, really change our country.
Well, you know, that was, Andre, that was very much the impression that I had of the president, your president, during the campaign, and with the few people I was able to talk to about him who knew him, that he was not from the system, not corrupted by the system, that he had the best intentions in being president. He wanted to straighten out a situation that he recognizes hurts your country, you know, the corruption that goes on with the oligarchs and things like that. And then the only thing that threw it off was the statement about the investigation, because they've been like a political football for 3 years, on again, off again, and then some of the people that were around him seemed to have, let's call it, the typical background of, you know, of corruption and political skullduggery, I guess. Those are the things that created the problem. I must say, not I wasn't aware of some of this. Some of it comes from, you know, people in our government who investigate these things. So I would like to straighten this out. I think it'd be very, very helpful in clearing this up if the president at some point could say something publicly that he supports a full and complete investigation of these claims to determine so that the truth comes out. He shouldn't, and I'm sure he doesn't care how it comes out, but just that everyone look at it as, you know, like your election. I remember the election you had when this all first started, and Victor, and excuse me, I always pronounce the first Victor who became president. I always pronounce his name wrong.
Yushchenko.
Yushchenko, right. I remember that there was a lot of question about the integrity of that election, and then eventually he was put in power correctly, I think. your election had no questions about the validity of the election, which is very good.
Yeah, you know, we have the supporting more than 73%. The people trust our president.
I have to tell you, President Trump was enormously impressed with that. And I was in politics long enough so that I never got 73%.
Yeah.
Not even close to it.
Yeah, I know. He was the first. Yeah, he was the first who is congratulated. It was very, very important.
You know, it tells you how much your people want change, right?
Yeah.
So, if he could make some statement at the right time that he supports a fair, honest law enforcement system and that these investigations go wherever they have to go, it's going to be run by honest people, that would clear the air really well. And I think it would make it possible for me to come and make it possible, I think, for me to talk to the president and see what I can do about making sure that whatever misunderstandings are put aside. And maybe even, I kind of think that this could be a good thing for having a much better relationship where we really understand each other. Because the relationship with Poroshenko was, as you might imagine, it started off very, very good, and then lots of problems.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to say, yeah, I absolutely agree with you.
You don't have to agree with me. Just think about it. We can try to schedule a meeting where we can get together.
Yeah, I'd like to say that, first of all, I can say that obviously it's our principle, and we in so form will be making reforms in our power, that all the things which connected for so important for us relationship, the United States will be deeply in all details investigated. And believe me, that I am absolutely sure that you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct, and you are a person with so big experience. You know all these people to whom you listed, Mr. Yushchenko, Mr. Poroshenko. What the difference between our presidents and all these people, who, of course, I know personally because I finished the Institute of International Relations, and this same institute finished by Mr. Poroshenko, just by Mr. Saakashvili, by the way. But the difference is following. We coming to the policy not be absolutely connected to any oligarchs, to any people, because we have our own business. We are working, and our motivation is really change Ukraine. And we wanted to play any games around some investigations, some very important questions, and we are absolutely have opportunity because you know that not a lot of people have so independence and so rights to be open. If the people come to the power, be connected, be obliged to somebody, it's difficult. It's happened with Mr. Yushchenko, it's happened with Mr. Poroshenko and many others. We not oblige anybody here. We not connect, we not linked. And absolutely, our president's the person who can make and build his tragedy of Ukraine. And I absolutely sure that as soon as the dates of the President Zelensky oncoming visit to United States will be confirmed, I'm ready to be personally assume control of the preparation. And of course, I will be ready to come, and we can personally sitting and in detail discuss all the questions, all this investigation which you listed in our conversation. And of course, in this same... Yeah.
Andre, I think it would be good, because there are a couple of things that I think would be helpful that I want to share with you that are we really should talk in person about. And I think it would be good if I can give you a couple of days, call you back or through Kurt. It would be good if we could have just an hour together. Mm-hmm. You know, you, me, Kurt, or whomever else, right? It doesn't matter who's there, it's just that we talk personally. Because there are a couple of things I can tell you that I think would make this much, much easier. Because I want to, as I told Kurt, this whole situation is a little beyond me. It's not just me. But I think I know how to solve it. But I got to explain it to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Could I jump in here and make a couple of suggestions to that? One thing, Mr. Mayor, you may not be aware of is President Zelensky and President Trump may be speaking on the telephone this week. A congratulatory phone call, which I think is a very good thing. Good to congratulate him. He just had a tremendous parliamentary election victory, which gives him the power to move some of this now. And I think also an opportunity, Andre, for President Zelensky to confirm just what we're talking about, that he has no relationship with anything that happened in the past, and he is committed to changing Ukraine and to investigating anything that needs to be investigated.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I can confirm that I'm ready immediately after this conversation and confirmation of the visiting to be in Washington or in New York and sitting discussed in detail all this.
Yes, that's good. You were about to say, Mr. Mayor, what you were going to say.
Kurt, I was about to sort of follow up on what you just said, which is if he could say something like that on his own in the conversation, it would go a long way. It would go a long way with the president to solve the problems.
Right.
Or the issue, or the question. Let's not call it a problem. Let's call it, there's a question in the president's mind. But I should emphasize to you, it's not put there by me, or just by me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the most significant purveyor of it. I mean, I can't tell you what I have advised him, but I can tell you, I generally think it's good if people talk, even if they disagree with each other. I'm not telling the president what to say. I'm just saying, if that's the way he feels and that's something he could say, I think it would shorten a lot of discussions that have to take place.
I think so, too. And so I hope that this congratulatory phone call goes forward and that President Zelensky...
I'm sure that Zelensky will say that, yeah.
Yeah, good. Second,
that would believe me, Andre, that would be good for all of us. We'd move it along very fast. And I can assure you that as far as I'm concerned, I think they should talk this week. I've already said that. But I can't, I just want to emphasize, I can't control that completely.
But I'll weigh in on that as well. I think it is
good.
Likely, but I will press that as well. And second, Andre,
you can say that we talked about it too if you want. Okay?
I will. If I may, I will. Thank you.
Yep. You're certainly free to, you know, use me to be helpful in getting the conversation to take place.
Okay. Very good. Then second, Andre, do you have some dates that you can suggest if you're making a trip to the U.S., after such a call, send us some dates. and we'll talk.
Also, I can tell you, Andre, at the end of this month, the beginning of next month, if this is easier,
okay,
I'm taking a trip, a brief trip to London and a somewhat longer trip to Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
And I just may have to go to Albania. So there might be a couple of options that are a lot closer for you that I can give you.
You see, for me, it's not a problem. If we decided, let's meet in Madrid.
Okay.
Okay. I will come especially to meet with you. Okay. It's okay.
I'll give you my schedule.
Okay.
All right.
And when I have the opportunity to visit and United States and Spain, to meet with you in Madrid and then decided and to go for the preparation of the visit to go to Washington as well.
Excellent. Well, I think this was a very useful conversation.
Thank you very much. Really, for me too, it's a very important.
I'm glad we had this conversation.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you very, very much. And
thank you.
Yes.
Andre, have a good day.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, Kurt. Thank you very much.
Thank you.